Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council Office in Washington, D.C. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Senate Majority Leader Reid and Minority Leader McConnell named members of the conference committee who will be tasked with reconciling the differences in their respective farm bills passed by the House and the Senate. The Democratic conferees are Chairwoman Stabenow of Michigan, Senators Leahy of Vermont, Harkin of Iowa, Baucus of Montana, Brown of Ohio, Klobuchar of Minnesota, and Bennett of Colorado. The Republican conferees are Ranking Member Cochran of Mississippi and Senators Roberts of Kansas, Chambliss of Georgia, Bozeman of Arkansas, and Hoven of North Dakota.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
House Agriculture Committee Chairman Lucas said that an informal working group has been developed that outlines a nutrition bill that could be considered by the House when Congress returns from the August work period. He indicated that the legislation would include significant changes to SNAP and would save as much as $40 billion over 10 years. That's almost double the amount included in the Agriculture Committee's bill that failed to gain approval, causing the House to consider farm legislation without the nutrition title, which was approved on a straight party line vote on July the 11th.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Peterson issued a statement saying that he thought the proposal to bring a separate nutrition bill to the floor would make reaching a final agreement on comprehensive new farm law even more difficult. Chairwoman Stabenow said that the House plan would make it more difficult to conduct an informal conference over the August break because the Senate would not know the House bill's parameters.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
This was also an opportunity to announce his intentions to block any effort to extend current law if it includes direct payments. The apparent reason for the colloquy was to reinforce the message that a straight extension of current law will not be approved by the Senate.